Hello, and thanks for tuning in to kpcradio.com. It is currently 1:39 on Monday, March 13th. I'm your host, Skylar Lester, and you're listening to Exposure, where we shine light on notable figures in the world of photography. Today's guests are two brothers and Pierce College alumni, Nico and Louis Heredia. The Heredia brothers both work at one of LA's top location scouting agencies called Image Locations, Inc. The business's vast property library includes homes designed by greats such as Edward Niles and Frank Lloyd Wright. Hello, Nico. Hello, Louis. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So you both are former Pierce College students. Can you each tell me a little bit about your involvement in the media arts department when you were students? You can start off if you'd like, Nico.
Well, about 2-3 years ago, I was a photographer with the Roundup, and I became photo editor and moved on to being managing editor of the Bull magazine.
Cool. And can you tell us a little bit about what the Roundup is?
So the Roundup is Pierce College's school newspaper. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you mostly doing photography for the publication?
Yeah, I was just one of the photographers. I didn't write at all. But I mean, I covered everything: sports, news, features, shot the dances, plays, all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
Competed, you know, everything.
So do you feel like you learned a lot from your experience?
Absolutely. Everything I learned transferred very well into my professional life. That, you know, was abrupt. So it prepared me. It mm-hmm. definitely prepared me.
Good. And you, Louis?
Same, just about the same thing. I worked, or I guess, yeah, it's kind of a job here. But I was a staff photographer here at the Roundup and went to photo editor right away. I helped start the radio show here with Natalie Eminegian and Jeff Sanstow. We pretty much helped build this place. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
And what else did I do here? I did a lot here. I spent a lot of too much time here.
And eventually
got away.
Did you ever have a radio show? Or
yes.
Were,
no, yeah, we had a radio show. We had a news radio show in the mornings, and actually it was it got pretty interesting sometimes. So
yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, Jeff and I had our own show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Very cool.
Definitely enjoyed it.
What would you say is the most important thing that you learned during your time at Pierce?
Oh, that's a good question. Definitely, well, you know what? Jill taught me so much when it comes to photography. So I learned a lot on how to shoot and pretty much where to shoot. And I also learned a lot from the newsroom and the hustle and bustle, getting things right, doing it right away. That's something that I took with me that really helped out, that's for sure.
Awesome. How about you, Nico?
Yeah, same thing. Jill taught me so much about the fundamentals of photography. I mean, not so much just the basics of how a camera works and everything. I mean, even though I did learn that too, but about composition and meaning in a photograph and stuff like that. But more so than anything, relationships, talking to people, interviewing, that has to be like the most valuable skill I learned from being in the Roundup. I mean, mm-hmm. that's something that you do so often you don't even realize it. Being one-on-one with somebody that you just met, being able to build that rapport is important. So, you know, forcing yourself to do that with the Roundup taught me a lot.
Definitely. Getting outside of your comfort zone and
exactly.
learning to approach people mm-hmm. and retain the information they give mm-hmm. you.
Because that was always the hardest part. I mean, you know, when you're shooting photojournalism, you have to get everybody's names and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff if you have them in their picture. And, you know, a lot of times or they don't even know that you're taking a picture of them, or they just kind of see you really awkwardly in the corner of their eye taking a picture of them. And, you know, it forces you to just kind of get used to it and deal with it. And, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The shy factor goes away immediately when you're
yeah.
holding a camera.
mm-hmm. So moving on from school to work, can you tell me a little bit about Image Locations and what your job entails there?
Image Locations, like you said, we're a location scouting company. We're location managers. So anytime a production, photo shoots, video, you know, movies, commercials, they're looking for a certain type of place. Or even if they don't know what they're looking for, but they want to just, you know, browse around, they will come to us and they will tell us their budgets and all that stuff. And we'll act as an agent, a liaison between the homes, the properties, and these production companies. So, you know, we have an whole agency side, agents that deal with all the producers and all that. But we're in the art department. I'm a locations director and a photographer. So I will actually act as gatekeeper for these locations. So people will submit to us, and I will kind of decide whether they're worthy or not, whether I feel like they can be shot at. And then I will also report to Louis as far as shooting places and such.
Yeah, I'm the art director there, so pretty much anything dealing with media output or anything that goes to the site or any shooting questions or, you know, using any programs that we do use, like the Creative Suite, or run into any snags, then I'm there to help out or pretty much help with our shooting capabilities as well. So if, you know, we, because we don't just, you know, snap and shoot and run around and shoot these places. These are incredible homes or properties that we go to, and we're trying to make them look great. So for, you know, production and for other art directors, or directors or photographers, stylists, whoever see the place, to get a good view, get a good eye, and see what it looks like before they go in there and start doing their thing. So we have to go in there and actually take professional photos where it's not just kind of point and shoot. Because, I mean, not just that, but we also want to be, you know, we want to be the best. We want everybody to come to us. So we're going to put out the best. That's what we're, so that's what we're there for.
Awesome. Yeah, we're a high-paced group of architectural photographers.
Pretty much.
What we do. We're architectural photographers, stay the entire day and light and do all that other stuff. We're in and out in an hour. And these could be like the biggest mansions, and you know, we still in and out an hour and a half at the most. I mean, it's getting it done quickly and making it look as nice as possible. And a lot of times we get told that the reason productions come to us is because our pictures are the best.
Yeah, I mean, a picture can definitely sell something. So what would you say your procedure is as far as prepping a house to be photographed?
Prepping, just asking the homeowners to clean. That's really
that's
all. Yeah.
So how is it that you can get in and out so quickly?
It's just, we know what the crews are looking for. We know that they're looking for access points. We know that they're looking for, you know, their main rooms, the rooms that they want to shoot in. And we know that they're looking for places to stage and do hair and makeup and, and craft services and all that stuff. So we know exactly what they're looking for. We know exactly how we shoot it. You know, we have our rhythm, but we also get creative at the same time.
Okay, cool.
It's kind of like we also look at tons and tons of architectural books. And so, you know, you kind of burn it into your memory, what the looks and compositions that you're going for. So you run in and you just kind of hit every spot and do that. Because, I mean, it's a quick turnaround that we try and do because it's production. Everybody's shooting, everybody's going, everybody's moving. There's, you know, shoots every day. So, and it happens, it's like 10-hour day, get it done, get out, start the next project tomorrow. Like, and that's what it is. So we try and get it going quickly as well when it comes to shooting homes. This way we can get it up, get them working, and, you know, keep the money flowing.
So, I mean, obviously you guys are brothers. Who was it that got the job there first?
I did. I got the job there 6 years ago. So it was actually right, probably just after, actually, no, I think I was still going to school here.
I think you were.
I think I was. Yeah, I think I was still doing a semester here. And, yeah, and then I went straight there and been working there since. Yeah, last 6 years.
So how did you get the job? You just went in and...
No, actually, another student that came here from Pierce, he found the job through a Craigslist ad when the company was still pretty small, and he said they needed an extra person, so they reached out to me, and I came in there just to kind of touch up small photos and put it up on the website. It was a really small job that I had. Like, I just like put three photos together to make them look like a little banner and put it up on the website, and that's pretty much what I did for the day. And then it turned out after the weekend that I had a job that I didn't realize because I forgot to come in. I didn't even come in, decide to come in on Monday because like, oh, I, you know, did my part. And then they called me and I'm like, why aren't you here? I was like, I didn't know I had a job. Like, oh, okay, sweet. I got a job, I guess. And I've pretty much been in there every day since that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then Nico, you found out through your brother?
Yeah, I mean, it was literally, I was sitting on the other side of this wall in the newsroom and talking to editor-in-chief, and I got a text from my brother saying, hey, get your stuff ready, come in on Monday. And I came in and never left. So again, it was a quick thing, and I thought it was going in for an interview, and I ended up just shaking my boss's hand, and he's like, "Oh, happy to have you aboard." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I guess I'm staying." The best part about that, though, is that we didn't tell anybody that we were related.
Yeah.
So people were still finding out that we were actually brothers 6 months after I had gotten the job. So yeah, for the longest time, nobody had any idea. It wasn't until like I started actually sending out emails that people started making the connection that our last names are the same. And even then, people were just like, "Oh, they must just be like distant cousins or something." So yeah, that was pretty funny.
Was there a reason you didn't tell people?
Yeah, I kind of just didn't want. I didn't want them to treat him any other way. I just treat him like he's, you know, another, you know, employee, another photographer.
Yeah, I didn't want to feel like there was any nepotism there either, because I wanted them to know that I am capable, that I'm not just this person, you know, that they're gonna have to like hold their hand, you know, the entire time. And
right, yeah, you're not just Louis's little brother. Yeah. You're Nico, and you're your own person and artist, and have
your own skills.
Cool. So, are there any issues working with your sibling? I mean, is that difficult or?
No. I mean,
no.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You never get into any little quarrels?
All the time. Yeah. All the time. Yeah. But I mean, you know, we lived in such close quarters. We shared a room for like 20 years or something like that. Like, we shared a room for a long time. And
bunk
so we were always like right next to each other, like in our entire lives. So our desks are actually right next to each other at work. We get into our little, you know, bickering matches, and it freaks everybody out, but it's just us. Like, it's just us talking to each other. That's just the way we are. So it's pretty never much. Never a problem. Never a problem.
No, it's not. And then it dies out real quickly. Yeah. It's kind of like we're yelling at each other, and all of a sudden it's quiet, and then it's like, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?"
So do you think working with your brother maybe enhances your work experience a little bit?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's easier to, you know, get things across to each other, too. Mm-hmm. If there's ideas or concerns, it's really easy to just, you know, say something and not be worried about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to be worried about saying something that should offend someone or in some way where it's they're not doing a good job or something. I can just say it straight up. I can be like, "Nico, you're doing terrible right now." and I don't get the response to, "Well, you suck, too." It's more like, you know, it's like, "Well, all right, what can I do? Like, what should we do? Like, how can we get this better?"
And then on top of that, I mean, because, you know, we're so, like, we're closely related and all that stuff, we anticipate each other, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, if he ever starts a sentence, like, asking me to do something, I immediately know what he wants me to do and I can just finish it. Or, like, we'll think the same. So if he's onto something, like, we can expand on each other's ideas really easily because, you know, we grew up the same. Our influences are basically the same. Mm-hmm. We both came to school here. You know, we were taught the same. So, you know, it's easy to work together.
Pretty much.
So as far as the locations, typically how far are you willing to drive to find a location?
Oh, if it's worth it and we're totally into it. We've driven all the way to Merced to go shoot a ranch.
How far is that?
That's all the way up.
Central California.
Yeah, it's past Fresno. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So we were out there in the Central Valley, and we actually spent a whole weekend. The family that owned the property was kind enough to, you know, feed us and keep us over the weekend, drive us around their whole property.
On ATVs.
Gave us ATVs to drive around. We shot everything. Mm-hmm. They even flew us they have their own airstrip there. So they flew one of the photographers around in the plane to get some more shots of the giant property they had.
Some aerial stuff.
Yeah, and it was so all, cool. You know, all hoping that we can, like, really push to get, like, filming or events or something going on out there because they, you know, it was thought it'd be great for something like that. Mm-hmm. So so we went all the way out there just to do that. And depending on, how great they are, sometimes we need to get out there, like Miami or New York or even sometimes like out in Mexico or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people submit to us all the time. And we just got a place in Alaska on top of a glacier.
On top of a glacier.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's awesome.
Sometimes some of those places we're like, "Oh, you think somebody will actually go out there and shoot?" We're like, "Well, who knows? Let's just put it up." Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not costing them anything. And you just get photos, we put them up and say, "Here's a place. If you like it, then reach out to us and we can get you out there." and help you get the info you need to start shooting.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's on a glacier
in Alaska.
That's really cool. So I was able to check out the website and see some of the properties you have listed there, and they are incredible, very, very beautiful. So I'm wondering, since you guys have seen a lot more than I have, what would you say is one of or a couple different impressive or very interesting locations?
So, I mean, I've shot obviously a bunch, but I mean, one of my favorites is... It's a fairly simple house, but I shot Marlon Brando's old house.
Oh, cool.
It was, when you hear the history of this house, like so many famous people have lived there, come in and out of there, and the kind of integrity of the house, it was never like remodeled like crazy. It looks basically the same. It has been painted a few times, but just being there, you could just tell there's so much history there. And on the flip side of that, I had photographed the house that was the subject of American Horror Story, season one.
Oh.
Rosenheim
Mansion. I spent some time in the basement.
It's definitely haunted.
Yeah. it used to be a convent, right? Convent? Or like a nunnery something like that.
And, because across the street there still is one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's incredibly creepy. Heard some horror stories that multiple people have seen, like a butler carrying a tray up the back steps. It was really creepy being there. But it was like super fun. Yeah, those are a couple of my favorites.
How about you, Lee?
Oh, there's so many like great ones. I always love going to the top of the hills in Malibu. There's this architectural piece. Never finished. It's by actually Frank Lloyd Wright's grandson. Or is it great? No, grandson. Or great-grandson. I think it's his grandson. Eric Lloyd Wright. And he started building this place that it's all concrete, and it's kind of earth-toned. And it's just the structure that he has. And it's on the like cliff of a mountainside, and it looks over the whole ocean and the whole coastline. And I guess they never got to finish it because all the fires keep happening up there. So never finished, but it looks like a spot where like the UFOs come like hang out or something. It's insane. It's incredible, and it's they have a nice pond there. They have caves like up in the rocks. It's so cool. Like I love going to that place, just getting like a cool feel for it. And then one of my other favorite places that's kind of haunted is this place in Los Feliz where they say that. With the Black Dahlia murder, happened there. That's where they say it happened, where the doctor lived, and they say that he, pretty much took her apart there in his place.
Wow.
And that's a beautiful home, but definitely haunted, I believe, because I was definitely scared out of my pants when I was shooting. Like I was in the master bedroom taking photos, and just all the doors suddenly shut on me. There's like four doors, and they all just slammed shut.
Oh my gosh.
And I just stood there in the middle of the room like, oh my God, I can't move. And then as I would walk down the hallways, I swear it sounded like the faucets started running every time I started walking past the bedroom or the restroom. And I would turn back and go into the, look through the door, and there was no water turning on or anything. I was like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. So I shot fast. And like,
yeah, maybe that's why you guys get in and out so quickly.
But the history of some of these places is amazing. And then I always get texts from my friend, or when I see my friends, they always ask me, oh, like, you've been traveling a lot. Like, where have you been? Like, I saw you traveled over here. It's like, no, I'm in L.A. These places are in L.A. It just looks like I'm in another country almost, or it looks like I'm in some exotic land. But no, it's like this is actually Toluca Lake, or this is Valley Village.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Or actually, no, this is West Hollywood that I'm just hanging out in. They're like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about our jobs is that, you know, we're born and raised in L.A., and we've obviously been around L.A., but I feel like you've never seen L.A. until you see all these nooks and crannies that people actually live in, and the crazy, you know, things that are in these hills and, you know, even not in the hills, just like randomly in the valley. Like, it's nuts.
Or if you're like an adrenaline junkie, then you get to go into all the like helipads downtown and get to hang out on rooftops, or go hiking through some trails that you're trying to, you know, you're trying to find this cool area that someone was looking for. So you go and do that. So you get to see all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's pretty nuts. And we take advantage of that with our photography. Like, we definitely have to. And, I mean, we're almost travel photographers without really doing the distant traveling. It just looks like it, like we are. And it's definitely helped us become better shooters, actually, because of the different places that we see. Like, it's just incredible. And not just that, but because we're shooting most of the time, people that own the own these homes, or the people that we showcase the homes to, they're photographers or art directors. They're people that are like, you wouldn't even imagine like showing work to. You'd be like, wow, like this person's seeing my stuff. Like, oh my God, you don't think about it until you actually start doing it, or you go to a photographer's home and start shooting their home, and you're like, oh my God, this person's a photographer. Like, I have to do a good job. Like, and so now you're nervous and shooting these places. And then, you know, after it's up, they go, that looks great. And you're like, yes, on your knees. You're like, yes, they said my place is awesome, or my shots are awesome. Like, that's so great. Like, I'd love to hear that, because these people are like, you know, they're $1 million homes. They're these photographers that get the big jobs. They see everybody that you thought, you know, was impossible to see. And it's happening like every day, and you get to go do that. So it's kind of, it's really, really compliment. Like, it's such a big compliment sometimes.
It sounds incredibly inspirational to be in that environment around those people and doing what you love. I mean, it's like the perfect job.
Almost, yeah. We do love it. It's hard not to go in to work.
Yeah.
What are some of the essential, gear that you have to carry for a typical shoot?
Almost nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I had camera and one lens. That's it.
That's how we shoot.
Yeah, it's super guerrilla and like really basic. Like I said, in and out. I mean, we're there really quickly. So I mean, for me, it's just my 6D with a battery grip and a 20 millimeter lens, and that's it. That's all I use.
Yeah, and I use my 5D Mark III with a battery grip and 24 millimeter lens, and that's how we just run and gun it. But and that's what really helps us become better shooters, because we're using minimal equipment.
We're not spoiled.
Yeah, which actually the photojournalism, being in the program here for photojournalism, really helped us out, because it is that minimalist style where you're just trying to get the shots with what you have, and you're trying to just tell the story, and you're trying to not just do that but make a great photo so that people see it and are, you know, enamored by it. They're captured. They're like, oh my goodness, this is great. And all you had was maybe, like, I mean, I started off shooting here in a little XTI Rebel and an 18 to 55 millimeter lens. And we got that shot of the helicopter flying over during the fires and up in Porter Ranch. And that's all I used. It was just this, it was this crummy camera. Well, not crummy, but, you know, at that time,
like $400
it was like, comparatively.
Yeah, it was, it's amazing. And I was able to do that. It was so crazy.
Wow.
So it is, it definitely helped out a lot, that using that minimalist style and being able to go in and shoot these places like that.
Yeah, no frills. So you're very focused on what you're doing and just
It's also helped us become better like retouchers too. So we're great at Photoshop.
Nice.
So we really need to clean something up, like, you know, leaves in the pool or whatever you might need to do to touch something up and brighten it or smooth things out. So we've got really good at doing that too at a quick pace.
Awesome. Yeah, it's an important skill to have too. And what is your website URL so our listeners can check out some of your work?
ImageLocations.com.
Okay. Pretty simple, straightforward.
Just explore. I mean, there's so many different like types of homes. Where we've hit over 3,000 locations, so there's a lot to look at.
And did you have some personal links that you wanted to share too, maybe for some of your photojournalism work?
Yeah, it's actually just I don't even know my own website.
Okay, well, mine is.
It's been a while since I've been on it.
Mine is Nico H Photo, NicoHPhoto.com.
And mine is, I think it's LuisHeredia.com. I would like to, I'm just going to say it's LuisHeredia.com. LuisHeredia.com. That's, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it.
All right. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're all out of time for today, but I want to say thank you so much for joining us here on Exposure. Make sure to tune in next week when I will be continuing our sibling theme by interviewing brothers Mark and Joey Terrill, both of whom who have achieved great success in the field of photography. For KPCRadio.com, I'm your host, Skylar Lester. Have a great day.
Thank you.